Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yama Yoshev B'tzion, Parshas Vayikra, based on the Torah of the Baal HaMaskil Shlomo Zatzal. V'haya ki yesham lachas mele v'sivada shen choto aleho. Pasuk in this week's Parsha, in Naso of Daber Rabbeinu Yisrael, isha v'isha ki yasim v'kol chatas adem v'sivadu v'schato yisim v'sher osu. Mil v'adela ki purim v'sher yichaper olap. So we have the mitzvah vidu, it says in the Sifri Zuta, that Yachol b'zman she'mevim karbim misvadim and ayimat b'zman she'ein mevim Amrus b'nei Yisrael visvadu. So there's a havamina here in the Medrash that we're only going to say vidui when we bring a karbon. We need a special pasuk to tell you that you have to alimut from a pasuk yalfusa that we say vidui even when we don't bring a karbon. And in the Sefer HaMitzvos it's explained that one would think that the midu vidu is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's min advarim hanigrorim achar hakorban, it just follows after the korban, because the tzivui of hisvadu comes with a chi of korban. Therefore, we had to say explicitly that no, we have to say vidui even without a korban. So the Rambam opens up Hilchos Tshuva. All essays in Los Essays require vidui. And then the Rambam continues, and he says that also when you bring karbanos, when you bring your karban, you don't get a kapara until you say vidui. In the Sefer Torah Savram, he comments on the Rambam that vidui is a prat in tshuva. The ikar of tshuva is the charoto, that one has remorse, one has regret. So why was the Rambam miyase to pinim mitzvahs vidui, l'chol avoides hatshuva, that the foundation of tshuva is vidu? We also have to understand that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shaar Sheni learns in the Patsik Lifnei Hashem to Torah, there's a mitzvah essay, L'har Adam Eschucho L'achzor B'tshuva B'yom HaKippurim, that one has to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So L'char, the words Lifnei Hashem aren't shaykh to that mitzvah. The tzivu is B'yom Hazeh Titaru. And this is a choyves haguf and ohegis b'chol mako. So what does the Patsik add that the Rabbeinu Yonah learns Lifnei Hashem? From Lifnei Hashem, you learn that there's a mitzvah of vidui. What does Lifnei Hashem add on to the mitzvah? L'chora, this is a mitzvah of Beyom Hazeh Titaru, on this day. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah emphasize that it comes from the Lifnei Hashem? That there's a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch, it says vidui has to be standing. And some say that it's even likuvah on the Prima Gadim. So we have to understand, why is the din vidui so chamor? More chomer than Tekiyah Shofar and Sefir Sa'omer, that we learn that they have to be, learn from a pasuk, they have to be ba'amida, they have to be standing, done while standing. However, you're still yotzei b'diavad. Here there's a daya that you're not yotzei vidui if you're sitting. It's even ma'akev, it's even critical, it holds you back from fulfilling your obligation. So to explain this, we have to be makdim a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis Vayikra Hashem Elokim Ela Adam ve'yomer lo ayyeka. So God calls out to man, and he says, Rai Rashi says, Ayeka. He knew where he was, but just as Likanasim Obadvarim, this is just a conversation starter, what we call today an icebreaker. So that's how he began the conversation with Adam. And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to Likanasim Obadvarim to have this conversation starter? So the Maharal writes in the Gur Aryeh, Ulayim Rechatasi V'yashiv B'tshuva. Perush, Shaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miss Avishi is Vade Adam, Avoshi Yashiv Stam, believe Vidu Lo Yaspik. So the Maharal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping that Adam Arishon would do tshuva. That Adam Arishon would say that I sinned, he'd be Miss Vade, and he would do tshuva. So that's why he said, Ayeka, Nef Kanisim Obidvarim, to hoping he would do tshuva. But that he does tshuva without vidui is not enough. And why is that? We also have to understand the reish of the pasuk, Vayikra Hashem Elokim al Adam, which is lashon of chiba, like Rashi says at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the kriya is lashon chiba, lashon shamalachi asher is mishtamshin bo. So why was he speaking to Adam here, Vayikra, lashon of chiba, of love? Here it should be anger. He sinned. And the Medrash Rabbah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, that Ayeka can also be read Eicha. That Esma Ledaiti Vahayom Ledas HaNachash Esma Misof HaMatzof Hayom B'Sof HaTzi Agan. That yesterday you listened to me and now you're listening to the snake. Yesterday you could see from one end of the world to the other, you're on this great spiritual level, and now you're just stuck in the garden. You lost that spiritual level. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says Adam Rishon was a min. He was a moshech ba'orla. He was a heretic. He pulled the orla back, his foreskin, so that he wouldn't have a bris milah. He was a kofir be'ikar. And the Gemara, wow, Sanhedrin lamed ches. The Maral was mesada divrei haGemara that first it has to say moshech orla, so because you go menakala lakavid ba'avonas hapasuk. Vayischave Adam, man was hiding. In other words, he was mesalik himself from Hashem. Till he was hiding. Otherwise, how do you hide from the Shechina? What it means is, he removed himself from the Shechina. And therefore he says, Eicha, how could it be that you removed yourself from me? So that's the idea of being a Moshech Bar Lasso. Because Moshech Bar Lasso means that you remove yourself, you give yourself over to nature. Because Mitzad HaTeva, a person doesn't have a foreskin, a person's an Aral. And only by removing the Orla, he's Makabla upon himself the Memshala, the rulership of Hashem. Adam Rishon was created with a Bris Mila. And he was Moshech Bar Lasso. This way he was Mesalik himself, he removed himself from Hashem. When he goes after the Rishus of Hashem to the Rishus of others, so then he's drawn to Avodah Zarah of Kochavim and Mazalas, and therefore he was a min, and in the end he was a koifer be'ikar. So that was the Seder Advarim. First he removed himself from Hashem's Hashgacha, and then he was serving idols, and then in the end he was end up being a koifer be'ikar. And came, that's the way of a chote. She'eino motze makom ba'atzmo liras es atzmo losha. So what does he do? Can't see himself as a Rasha, so he just goes away from Hashem. Ah, I don't need this anymore. Because he hates himself because he's a Rasha. And so it says, Isaiah 59, your sins separate between you and God. So it turns out that the sin caused Havdalu Perid Bein Adam Bein Kono. And this Perid, this separation, lowers the sinner three Madregos Mata. Ad she'ol tachtis. So like we saw with Adam, Moshech bar Lasso, min koifer be'ikar. So a person often uses his imagination to tell himself that he's a great guy, because ain't other mesem atzma rasha, meaning that's what the Gemara means when it says it, but here in our context it means that a person doesn't want to feel like he's a rasha, wants to feel good about himself. So you can't understand the Gemara to say that the sin of Adam was that he was a Moshech Bar Lasso. That wasn't the sin of Adam. The sin of Adam was that he ate the Eitz Hadas. But in order to run away from the responsibility for this sin, he draws the Orla over. In other words, I don't have Bechira. I'm under nature, because the Orla is nature. So I'm under the rule of nature. And not only that, I'm an Ovid Kochavim, I'm a Min. I'm under the rule of the stars, of the planets. And then he said, he's a koifer bikri. He says, less din, but less dayin. There's no judge, there's no judgment. And that's why when we say vidui, we admit, and we say, ena wazei panam lomar tzaddikim menachem v'lochatanu. So we don't have the chutzpah to say we're tzaddikim, and we didn't sin, but that is taka the derech of the chotim to taina, that they're tzaddikim, they're not sinning. V'matbea shetavu chachamim b'slichos rachakta mimenu b'avonenu. Shavnu me'acharecha, ta'inu ve'avadnu. In other words, our sins caused that you went far from us. That's rachakta mimenu ba'avoneinu. Our sins caused this distance, but we didn't run after you. Adarabba, shavnu me'acharecha. We went in the other direction, and we went after strange gods. We went after nature. We went after minus. We went and become kofar be'ikar. Ta'inu avadnu. In the Sichas of the Chafetz Chaim, it's brought that the baskal that Acher heard, that you can't do tshuva, it's coming to test him. Do you believe in the koach of tshuva? Because it said tshuva b'na moshovim chutz me'acher, to be makayim rachakti m'menu b'avanenu, that God is distant. And here he was nichshal. Because instead of crying out, rachem l'chanan chatasi, rachem alai, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. Instead he was shavnu me'acharecha, tinu v'avadnu. He just said, forget it, I'm done with this. And that's the kina, that's the lamentation that a Kadosh Baruch Hu laments over man, Ayeka. Eicha. Ayeka can be read Eicha, same letters. Where did you go? Yesterday you were Ladaiti and now you're Ladas HaNachash. You're not with me anymore. Because the Tachlis HaKilkul is the ultimate, the corruption is separating yourself from God. In other words, even though you sinned against me, I still love you. You can still come back. Even though you're nichshal, you still should come back. The ikar nichshal is through the avon. The sin is one thing, but much worse is that you're distant from God. And this midas noheges gamkin ben adam lachaver or shechatala. Reb Zeira ki havalei milsa v'hadi enish avacholif. Famous Gemara in Yuma 87. When somebody sinned against Reb Zeira, he would walk by him so the person could ask for mechila. Like Rashi there explains, and that's the midah of Hashem, that Hashem calls us out like He called to Adam. A lashon of kriya, kriya shel chiva. God loves us. God wants us to come back. That's what Reb Chiya did. He had midas kono, the midah of Hashem. And he says, Ayeka, likanesim odvarim, maybe he's going to say chatasi, maybe he's going to say vi, he's going to do vidui. So here we come to the ikar tafket of vidui, toch avodas hatshuva b'chlal. And that is, shisvad v'yomar chatasi lefanech ono lekriyas v'shal arotze b'tshuva. When he says, I sin, he's answering God's call, God's kriya of chiba, God's calling out of love. It's true that I sinned, but I'm still before you, I'm still standing before you. Chas v'shalom, I should remove myself from you. Adarabba. Rachem b'chanun chatasi lefanecha. Rachem alai, have mercy on me. And that's how vidui becomes the ikar of tshuva. She is, when he's misvade, he heals this discord. He heals this detachment. He heals the perid. He mends the breach. And the correct response to the cry of Eicha Yeka is Chatasi Lefanecha, Lefanecha Daika, Tzdafka Lefanecha, I'm still in front of you. And that's why we keep saying in our Seder Avidu, Tavo Lefanecha Tfilasenu, Lama Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Hachzerenu B'tshuva Shleima Lefanecha, Avinu Mokeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, Alchei Chechatanu Lefanecha, it's always Lefanecha. It's Lefanecha because we're still with you, God, we still want to be close to you. And that's the crying out of the sinner to Hashem, that despite the sin that caused such a perid, and a richuk, he's still the fun of. He's willing to take the hit. He's willing to get the psak, the chapa psak, they say in Chassidus, to get Hashem's rebuke, His admonishment, but we want to come back. There's no more terutzim. Ata tzaddika kol abalenu ki amesa sisa va'anachnu rishanu. We say you were right, and we did the wrong thing. We went under Mishelas Hateva. We want to come back, and now that we realize we're lefanecha, We're going to come back. But otherwise, people, they sin, and then they just go off to kfira. They say, I'm a sinner anyway, so then it's a very complex psychological mechanism, or maybe not even so complex. People are very complex, but this is maybe not so complex that people feel that they're far from God, so they can either feel miserable about themselves, or they can just deny the whole thing and say, it's a bunch of fairy tales here. You can do whatever you want. Chas v'shalom. So you see that the person, why understand why a person has to say vidui ma'umat? And do you stand when you're in front of a king? And you're not Yotze, because it has to be Lefanecha. When you're betfila, you have to stand, right? That's the ABC when we're saying Shemoneh Esrei, you have to stand because you're lifnei Hashem. You have to even imagine yourself that you're, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that you're in front of the you're the Mishnah Berurah. Yachshav b'libo v'rayano kilu omid b'mikdash yisheh b'yushalayim b'makom kodesh hakadoshim. That you're in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're before God. You're in the Holy of Holies. So when you're saying Vidu, it's also Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, it's Pshita that you have to stand. And that's the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Why does it have to say Lifnei Hashem by the Mitzvah Essay of Titaru? The Rabbi Yonah says it means to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So you understand, Lifnei Hashem is a Tanai Kofel B'mitzvah's Tshuva. It's a very strong Tanai. The whole Tachlis of Tshuva is to bring us back to Lifnei Hashem. Hashivli sason yeshecha, lios ratzan Hashem isbrach woke koydem achet, v'shiyu nisim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Return the joy of your salvation, that God should love you like He loved you before. You should be back in God's good graces. But to be mevakeh slichu mechila without wanting to come before Hashem doesn't count. It's like a person says, I sinned against you, his friend. I sinned against you, but I don't really want to be your friend. I just want you to be mochel me. That's not the point. The point is to become close again. That's Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That you should come close to God again. We want to return the Yachas to the Kablenu B'Tshuva Shleima. We want to say the Vidu, that we should be able to return. And that's why Vidui is with the parasha of Karbanos, because the holy soul of the Karbanos is to be miskariv Lashem after the distance of the sin. But without Vidui, and all of the through which we heal this breach, this distance, this discord, then all the Karbanos aren't going to help. You need Hiskarvus. That's why you need the Vidui. So that's the tachlis of avodah of tshuva, that we return to Hashem, we're close to Hashem again. So regret is important, but that doesn't mean that the relationship has been restored. There has to have vidui. That's the Rambam is makdim vidui the kol seder atshuva menu yaseh and menu pina. That in order to restore the previous relationship, there has to be an admission of guilt, and now you understand what you did. Now we can be friends again. Now we can be close again. So that's the bakasha of Avinu Malkeinu, Na'al Tshivenu Reka Melefanecha. We wanna come back close. You shouldn't answer, leave us empty. Answer us empty. That's the inyan of vidui, to be able to come back and restore the earlier relationship. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.